we had some middle school students come to our labs. So we set up this webcam connected to a, you know, to a laptop, and the students could come in front of the webcam and they could smile and the webcam would take a picture, and then they would come back again and it would recognize who they were because it would bring up the picture that they had provided earlier on in the demo. And the kids loved it because the system could recognize 2-3 people at the same time. So it had 3 faces in this image, and then it would say, well, this is Jim, this is Joe, and this is Sarah. And they said, wow, that's cool. And so effectively, we were demonstrating to them that face recognition can be done in such a manner using simple cameras such as a webcam. And then we also showed them several of our fingerprint sensors. So they came up and they placed their finger on the sensor, and they immediately were presented with this beautiful picture of their fingerprint. And then they began to ask questions. You know, why do you see, you know, what is this? It's a sweat pore. It's a pore, we told them. And then they said, why are these points labeled? And we said, these are called as minutiae points. These are the unique points in a fingerprint that are used to recognize individuals. And so they began to gain some understanding because now they were no longer being treated to a lecture, but they were actually seeing what we had described to them. And so these are some of the demos that we think can communicate effectively. Another demo that comes to mind is gait recognition. So you have a person walking across the room. The system takes a video, and then it enrolls them, which means they have to provide their name, and it says, well, this is Joe's. Joe is walking across this room. And then maybe after a few hours, Joe walks back into that room again, and the system says, there's Joe. So then they understand the system did not use their face information, but it somehow used their gait information, the way they walk, in order to recognize who they were. And I think it kind of stirs up their thinking. This kind of gives them a clear understanding of what is possible and what is not possible. And hopefully these are the students who will come back later and solve some of the difficult problems for us.